Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today it's all about Wednesday. It's a Rock Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Now, today we're going to talk about the amazing, the late, great Mary Wilson of the Supremes, the co-founder of the Supremes. She was such a beautiful woman and just filled with grace. She co-founded the group, the Supremes, with Diana Ross. She first came into being with a few other people. She was highly talented and a really, really good person. Now, I know this for sure through sources, good friends of hers, and just through beautiful acquaintances doing hair. But I never got to meet her personally. Lord knows I wish I did. But Miss Diana Ross said, "I just woke up to this news. This is via Twitter. My condolences to you, Mary's family. I am reminded that each day is a gift. I am so many wonderful memories of our time. I have so many wonderful memories of our time together. The Supremes will live on in our hearts." And that was on the 9th of February. Now, Miss Wilson was already briefly singing in a group led by Aretha Franklin's younger sister, Carolyn, when she was approached by Florence Ballard, a neighbor in Detroit's Brewster Projects, to form the group that would serve as sister act to the Primes, a male quintet, that included Paul Williams and Eddie Kendricks, both future members of the Motown unit, The Temptations. So we got history there with classics. So she was already in the game as bona fide. Now, the two girls soon joined by Ross, who would only take a professional name, Diana. And after the group's first hits with the fourth member, Betty McGlowan, and her successor, Barbara Martin, they would perform as the Primates until they rechristened themselves the Supremes in early 1961. And you know, they went on to greatness. Every group, I think, especially every black group can attest to seeing the grace of the Supremes. And if you remember the movie Dreamgirls, they were very reminiscent of the Supremes and how they poised themselves, how they dressed and everything. It was such a beautiful tribute in this play, which was first given as the Dreamgirls before the film. So I can tell you that it was every little girl's dream just about to be in a girl's group. Even I was in a girl's group, okay? So please tell us about your experience. And if you are thinking about writing a film or thinking about using the Supremes music or something in a score for your film, let us know. You can contact us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or you can call in and let us know how you feel about it at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or just give those heartfelt memories and condolences online. Remember, we're always listed online as well with Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Now, we're going to move on to It's a Wrap Wednesday session when it comes to politics. Now, this is day two of the Trump impeachment, And the process has been emotional and draining. If you haven't been watching, the impeachment process is pushing itself on through, and I think it's actually going to really mark itself in history. This is the second time, and it's actually happening. This is, I believe, America's stand on terrorism, both foreign and, let me say in quotation, domestic, and inciting an insurrection. You can't just let that stand by. You can't allow that to happen and think that the world is not going to say something and that the world is not watching. And I appreciate and acknowledge President Joe Biden's stance on this and to let America do its job. He is president of the United States of America, but he is literally doing his job. So that is vital in this cause right now. He's allowing their experiences and what we know with the Constitution and history to play itself out for the world to see. He's just taking a very prudent, positive stance on this. And I can say I am so glad I voted for him, and I'm so glad that he's president. Now, also, the stories, if you haven't heard, I know it's going to be a documentary about these stories. And what are we all about? Education for the Arts. And we will be teaching how to do documentaries, the different forms of documentaries. Now, this is documentary worthy, okay? What happened to each individual, what's happening, who got killed, who informed, who, the jail times, the people who didn't get jail time, the ones, all of it is going to be documented and documentary worthy. So I can't wait for that to happen very, very soon. And OC talked about her experience as a rape survivor, a sexual assault survivor. So I can only imagine how this triggered her. And the black cop who basically threw his body on the line. He's a former military person, and he's a veteran. And to throw his body on the line and to lead people in a different way, he could have been killed. We could not be talking to him today. And look where he was, escorting a vice president. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. So we are happy that this process is happening. We are seeing history in the making as we are right now, and I am glad to be a part of it. We are soldiers without a sword when we work to get the stories out, and it's time for history to acknowledge itself and to do something about it. We always knew. But now it's time for you to do the job and know, too, without denial. Now, that's people who are not of black descent and who are of other minorities. That's what I mean by that. So thank you for the ones who are supporting us and who are not making trouble and using any other position than their human position to make it hard for African Americans all around the world. We greatly appreciate you. Please do something about your brothers and sisters who are harassing African Americans on everyday levels for no reason at all. Life is not easy. They make it very hard. So, moving on for that, for Black History Month. Now, we're going to be talking about It's a Wrap Wednesday. What are you wrapping up? Are you wrapping up your documentary? Are you wrapping up school? Are you graduating from school as a new film person? Are you ready to put your work into the world? Let us know. Call in or email. But until next time, people, we know what's going on every It's a Wrap Wednesday with your girl Cleo on Cleopatra Memphis Studios with the CMS Network. I want you to simply stay tuned. Always, always be great.